These towering sculptures are called beechpoles. They're each carved from the trunk and roots of a single mangrove tree.
The projecting flange at the top is actually formed from the buttress root of the tree, so that you're actually looking at the mangrove tree turned upside down.
Eric Chelgren is curator of oceanic art.
The pole as a whole is also seen as male, and thus must have a phallus itself. The phallus is represented by a large openwork flange, known as the chaemon in the Asmat language. The carving in the chaemon itself is often extremely elaborate and appears at least initially to be largely geometric. But if you look more closely at a number of the examples that stand in this row, you will see that there are actually smaller human figures in them. The small figures themselves are said in some villages to represent the enemies that the warrior at the top of the pole had slain during his life. In other cases, they're said to represent children in the village who had recently died.
Beechpoles were produced for village funerary ceremonies.
They serve both to memorialize the dead, but also as a reminder to the other people in the village that those deaths must be avenged. When the life of a member of one's own village had been lost, it created a supernatural imbalance which could only be corrected by the taking of the life of an enemy. This sort of reciprocal raiding between villages continued in many cases for generations, as each successive act created its own imbalance.
Today, warfare in the Asmat region has ceased, and they no longer practice these reciprocal raids. If you move along this row, you'll see on one of the poles a large figure with its back turned. When you find it, press the green play button.